We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Our phone number is 833-287-1037. Everyone's trying to get some kind of summery vibe to this weird vibe that we've got right now in America, including taking summer vacations. But most of us are driving to our destinations, which means, of course, those fabulous arguments we always get into. Does that sound familiar, Ernest, in Escondido?
We always fight about when to pull over to use the bathroom. My dad used to always want my mom to wait a little longer, and she would yell at him. That she was like, no, I gotta, you know, go to the bathroom now, pull over. Going on a road trip with them was torture. You can't even go to sleep or ignore them because they're so loud.
833-287-1037. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on KSON.
Ah, the family road trips, the fighting. It's so much fun.
You know, we are such a divided nation, but one thing I know we can all agree on is that everybody in a car on a long trip argues about something. And when Ernest just said that, man, that is so familiar. My daughters always yell at me for drinking too much water. Dad, it's because of you. We have to pull over five times so you can pee.
That's right. And that's the unusual one, because usually it's the dad who's like, you're going to wait till we get right there. You should have went before we left. Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
The tables have turned many ways in my life, but that's just one of them.
833-287-1037. Heather is in Mission Valley. Heather, what do you fight about in the car?
Okay, so the most common argument that my family has in the car is my father. He drives like he's driving a boat, and we totally hated it as kids. He would like stomp short on the brakes, sway like side to side to the point where we would actually get car sick. And the worst part is that when we would complain about it, he never even noticed what we were talking about.
Okay, put that one on my list as well. I'm a horrible dad. I get that one as well. Dad, I'm going to get sick. Stop. Oh, you know what you're talking about. Tammy, you dribble at me a lot. Do I drive it in a way that would induce car sickness?
Yes.
Oh. I want to think that one through.
No.
Ask any more.
Wow. You're very fast, and then you stop fast. Mm. So there's a lot of.
I want to get where I have to go so I can help people. That's why.
833-287-1037.
As we're being forced to get into our car and drive, which is nothing wrong with that, the argument is bound to spring up. What is the thing that you and your family always argue about on your family road trips? 833-287-1037. Try to go easy on Dad, although I think I'm going to see who's going to get the brunt of this. 833-287-1037, the one thing you and your family always argue about on road trips. Our phone number is 833-287-1037, something we can all relate to. The obligatory argument that always happens when you are on a family car road trip. 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the Morning.
Let's go to Mike in San Marcos. Mike, what do you guys always fight about on your family road trips?
What don't we fight about? We fight about the lies of who did and who did not go to the bathroom before we left. We fight about the air conditioning setting in the car, even though we have climate control. My kneecaps are freezing. Just turn it down. I swear I told you my mom was riding with us. That fight's always fun. And I'll get all the luggage out of the car after all. You rode in the car and slept the whole way. Argument that I just say to myself while unloading the car.
So when I was a kid and we always did our family summer vacation, my dad would always make us pack the car. And then when we get home after the end of a long vacation, we always had to unload the car. And his reasoning was, I did all the driving.
Right. Did he say his kids say my kneecaps are freezing?
Yes. Yes.
Great. So much greatness there. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy in the Morning. The thing that you and your family always argue about while driving on long road trips.
All right. Angie's in Mission Valley. Angie, tell us about a fight that you had in a recent road trip.
I was with a friend of mine. We'll call him Matt. And as he was getting gas, his phone rings. So I went to pick it up because I didn't want him to miss the call. And I rushed out of the car and let him know that there was a certain person calling on the phone, someone I did not recognize. And he got so mad at me for answering his phone. We got back in the car, and he was so upset at me, he started to drive, but he turned to yell at me and stopped the car in the mid-fight when he finally put it in park, and he jumped out of the car, and the car continued to roll as he jumped out of the car with me still in it. He had to run to catch the car to stop it and put it in park before we finished our fight.
Good Lord.
Have you ever left a car, John, not realizing you didn't put it in park?
I have been in danger of leaving a car in park, but just last week while dropping off my bike at a bike shop in Oceanside on that crowded coast highway, I took my bike out of the back of my truck and walked it. All of a sudden, I heard all these honks. I'm like, what are they honking at? And I turned around. I left my passenger door open for some crazy reason, blocking traffic in that lane. So they could have totally taken my door off. But no, I don't think I've ever gotten out of a car when it's still in gear.
Yeah, I did that once at a grocery store, and I had parked, and I didn't put it in park yet, and I don't know what distracted me, but something did, and I just went to go get out, and I'm like, uh-oh, and it kept rolling, and I was able to jump right back in, but yeah, wow.
Listen, in that case, I think there should be an argument. Hey, listen, yes, maybe next time, don't get out of the car while I'm still in it, and it's in gear. I don't know, I don't mean a nitpicker here, but...
Yeah, you're
right. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.